able they we have like a free lawyer from our organizations. It's a state organization which provide you free lawyer. So if I touch this question about lawyers, so when we speak about persecutions of Russians, I mean Russians who are prisoners in Ukraine, but mainly we don't persecute, investigate against them, except they committed war crime. So all of them, especially those who we identify as still free, I mean, they're still fighting against Ukraine in some part of frontline, we have a procedure which is called in absentia. So actually, it's a complicated actually process, and also they are provided by a lawyer. So our agency, which is responsible for providing this free lawyer, they should provide for this case a lawyer. Even if this person is, if there is a verdict against him, he can come to Ukraine and he can file appellation against this verdict. It's a no problem. So it's up to them to do this. Also, you mentioned some cases concerning priests. So about Mr. Talko, so as far as we are concerned, that he didn't or any other person file any report about his detention, because he was, as I know, he wasn't detained. He's still proceeding to conduct his deeds as a priest in his church. He's still doing his services, but yes, we have a case against him, but there is no any suspicion and no detention against him. So at this moment, there are some evidences gathering, but at this moment, he's not a suspect and he is protected fully as any part of criminal proceeding. Also, you mentioned about access to cases, if I'm not mistaken. So. Any victim who reported about crime against him or his relative, he can became like a part of this criminal case, and he has all rights to take this case, read the paper. It's not a problem for him. He also can hire or could be provided by a free lawyer if he could afford for himself. Also, what I would like to inform you, in Prosecutor General Office, they are created a specific victim coordination center. It's a really new, it's not like an agency, it's in the structure of Prosecutor General Office, it's like a department, something like that. And they are like a coordinators between prosecutor, investigators and the victims. So, and also they help them if they have information about some NGOs who can provide with some medical support, some other services, because if I'm not mistaken, at this moment, it's like 2/3 of Ukrainian budget is a military budget. So it's all on the need of protection of our country. So at this moment, we know that obligation of ratification of Rome Statute also create for us some duties, such like support of victims and witnesses of such crimes. At this moment, we only can provide like from the side of NGOs, unfortunately. But in the future, potentially, if there will be a resource, there will be some services for them, like in other countries. I know there are very good protective, or not protective, but good services for such persons from in United States. I know some in Albania, Croatia, and other countries. So we try to receive all this experience. Command responsibility. So as it was mentioned about ratification of Rome Statute, we believe it would be ratified until the end of this year, and this command responsibility will be directly in our criminal code. At this moment, personally, I know there was some not like a possibility, but attention to somehow to find it in our criminal code, but it's not the best choice. It's not a classical criminal commander responsibility as it prescribed in international humanitarian law. But as soon as we ratify Rome Statute, it would be able for us. So what else? You mentioned also some cases about enforced disappearance. So if I'm not in a team prosecutors who investigate these cases, I also don't have access to these cases. So these prosecutors or investigators should provide me with such access. So if you have some questions about some even like names or something like that, because it's not easy to know where the case is investigating. It could be Kharkov region, could be Kyiv, it could be other regions. It depends. So we need some identification details to check this case. So if committee would like, you can provide us with such name, and we will provide you with all these answers. You also mentioned about suspension of prosecutor during the investigation. So if the prosecutor suspended in cases, it's typically he doesn't have any access to this case. He don't have any power to do anything with this case. There will be appointed another prosecutor, the head of the team of prosecutors or the head of the team investigators. It's almost the same procedure in general. So they will take this case and will go with this case to the court. It depends what's going on in this case. So they will typically check it from the first page to the last one. Also, there was a question concerning victims and potential perpetrators of foreigners and persons who have no any perpetrators. It was perpetrators, yeah. So in Ukraine, there is no difference if you, whoever you are, you have a right for a lawyer if there is a criminal procedure. If you're a victim, you still have a right for a lawyer who provide you with all these legal services, which, well, typically not all persons, they are not familiar with all their rights, with all their obligations. So if, as I mentioned before, if you are not, you have no possibility to hire a lawyer, you will be provided by the state. It's not a problem. It's not a problem for anybody. Also, if all these persons, foreigners or apatrids, are potential perpetrators, they also will be provided with a lawyer. If there will be, even when you need to decide should this suspect should be detained or not in the courtroom, without lawyer you couldn't do this. So he potentially can go free. So almost every judicial decision conducted by a judge in the courtroom should be conducted in the presence of prosecutor, suspect or accused, it depends from the stage, and his lawyer. If there is one party absent, you can do anything. Except if accused or suspected person is run away somehow from Ukraine, then we potentially can initiate the procedure of in absentia. So from my side, I believe it's all. If you can just remind me, because there are a lot of questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Andriy. I would like to give a floor for our representative from the National Police of Ukraine. Please, Volodymyr.
So yes, working. So I will